Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Hey, dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is it?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
Good morning. Welcome to the Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slork at the Build Mississippi Studios, and we're going to be here for 2 hours doing some taking care of your house and just doing handyman kind of stuff. And any questions you have, hey, call us 888-808-8637. And if you'd like to text us, do so, please. We'd love to see what you're doing today or what's going on in your life or how you feel about things and anything at all. I don't care. It just doesn't really have to be handyman stuff. I want to hear what you got to say at 601-879-4395 is our text number. And I have to admit, we kick off at about 10:06, I think, is the time we kick off. And I was barely ready. I got here. I'm still just...
I think I was kind of that way today, too. And I was totally... It wasn't like I didn't get sleep or anything. I don't know. Maybe it's just catching up with the time change finally. I just had kind of like... It wasn't even hectic. It's just my brain was a little scattered. And
this morning just been strange. I overslept my alarm, which I never, ever, ever do, but I slept like 30 minutes longer than I should have, and I didn't hear the alarm twice. It rang. Oh, well.
When that happens and I wake up, I'm like in the worst mood.
Well,
because I have no idea what's gone wrong. Where I'm confused.
No,
then it kind of slows down after about 45 minutes, but yeah, that first 20 minutes, you're just like, what? Oh, my God.
And then I sit down and just settle a little bit. And I do the remainder of my prep for the show in the morning, and I usually take I allow an hour to do that. And it was like, I was so frustrated. I said, you know what? I'm just going to chill. I'll be okay. Just chill, and I'll be all right. And I think that's the weather is today, too. It's going to be chill until it gets later on. Then it's going to hit in the 70s. And who knows?
I've been doing that all week, too. I have to dress like winter to get here, and then when I walk out,
really?
It's like, oh, my goodness.
Really? I mean,
peeling stuff off.
Peeling stuff off. I've gone to lunch a number of times this week, and get to lunch and eat lunch, and after lunch I have to put the top down in my car to get home. It's that nice out. Oh, well.
I did a handyman job yesterday.
Oh, really?
It was more on a automotive side, but I changed the headlights out of my FJ Cruiser. I had one that went out and went and matched them up, got some better ones. Everybody's been blinding me with those LEDs. I said, man,
yeah,
give me the 40 times whatever.
Yeah, give me an airplane landing.
Yeah, give me the airplane landing gear. That's what I'm looking for here.
So now you've got some bright ones in the front?
Yeah, man, I'm looking good now. I got out of there a little early today just to double test them, get out in the dark. You know, it was nice, though. But, yeah, you know, it's just one of those little things you do. And whether you're cleaning up, fixing things.
Yeah.
It's all handyman.
Yeah. And some of the headlights can be tricky because sometimes they're really simple to change out. And other times it can really get complex.
I YouTubed a video first.
Yeah.
Decided that I was capable of doing this. And it took a little bit more effort than the pro on YouTube. But
yeah.
I figured it out. I could do it a lot simpler next time. But it took – there's some clips that got to fit in right. And, man, they just didn't want to – But once I got it in, and then I was like, oh, one of the lights isn't really – it had turned. So it was all cockeyed compared to the other one when I had it up against the wall looking at it. So I got in there and adjusted that. But, yeah, I was kind of proud of myself.
Well, folks, what I have to say about this is that Lance had the can-do attitude, and he didn't know what he was doing. So he went to the computer and looked up and watched a video of exactly how it's done. And you can do that with any handyman project and really have a pretty good understanding of what you're supposed to do at that point in time.
And that was kind of why I wanted to share it. I had no idea. I talked to a friend of mine in the building who is an automotive expert, rebuilds. I've watched him rebuild some. Man, it's amazing. Watch him take apart stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and rebuild something.
Yeah, it's neat.
So I've learned some things, and I felt a little bit more confident that, you know, I can do this.
Yeah, I can handle this. As long as you have a
kid. I allocated about 20 minutes for it. It took a little longer.
Yeah. You know,
but it's okay.
Well, seems to me, you know, those LED headlights that always seem like when they're even on low beam and they hit a bump, they flash in your eyes and it looks like they're flashing their high beams. I find that happening. This may seem like a quirk, but to me it is sort of a quirk. I see it happening more on those Mazda CX-5s and CX-9s than anything else.
I think the lower you are, sometimes I see it a lot. Being on the road so early in the morning, if they're pointing, the smaller cars are kind of pointing up a hill or they hit some type of ridge or bump, yeah, they definitely will flash you more to me than the trucks. But if you have folks that have the squatted back of a truck in the front tire, I don't know if there's any way you really adjust the beam. After putting them in, I was like, man, if the back end's lower than the front end, you're going to, even on low beams, you're getting blinded.
Yeah. Well, on any vehicle I've had, there's been adjustments for that where you can, because I've always made sure I drive up to my garage and see where the lights are shining and make it level again, make the lights level at
but that's with a fairly level vehicle. But if you have that back end that's tucked down, I've noticed those are the ones that's the worst usually about really getting me in my sensitive spots of my eyes, frying my cones and rods, so to speak. I was looking one time at one of those night driving, you'd see them when you were a kid on TV, you know, the Amber Vision or Eagle Eye. Yeah. You're great for driving at night. And I'm not sure any of them really work, but I almost got one. It was like $4 for a pack of 20. I might try that. But I didn't order them. But I might, you know, because it really does with the brightest lights out there that there are, even with the street lights. And a lot of the cities have gone to more of an LED. It's just more glare.
It is more glare.
Be careful out there.
It's like bright. Brighter of sorts.
Yeah, it really does. Everything, you can almost go play a baseball game out in most parking lots now because it is much brighter, much safer too for people that are parking, going to Home Depot in the evenings and grocery stores. And so I appreciate having a well lit area.
Yeah.
And same around your house. If you've got dim stuff and you know you have that opportunity to trip on something when you walk outside, you may want to upgrade.
You know those spotlights they use to light the outside as you're out there at nighttime, and I have them in my house, and they, I don't have the movement sensitive ones, but I just have the ones you turn on off and on. But I do have quite a few throughout the house, and I changed them all just maybe about 6 months ago to smaller LED 50 watt, and I put them around the whole house. I mean, it just lights up the area like unbelievable.
As you spend more time outside in the later hours, it's good to go on and think about that now because you're going to appreciate it. You don't have much to do at the moment. Go change those lights out and get you some super high quality. And they're not expensive. I mean, I was really kind of blown away.
Not expensive.
The breadth of the price range. You can go from extremely inexpensive to if you want to go much higher. But those are it helps. It makes my outdoors much more enjoyable.
It's so much more fun to sit out there and see what's going on. Plus it's not that bright glare.
Yeah, I got some medicines too. You know, the ones that are kind of has the little coil in it, the bulbs, and have those hung around a pergola. And that really, I turn off everything else and put
atmosphere. Ambience.
Ambience. That's so nice. And again, as we start spending more time out there, the better your setting, the more comfortable it is.
Indeed.
You will spend out there.
The more time you'll spend out for sure if you enjoy being out there. And I do. I enjoy being out there.
I love being outside.
It's just great. It doesn't matter me what the weather is. I'll dress for it in the summertime.
Make clothes for it.
I go out there practically naked. No, not really.
In the summer, you almost have to. The skeeters won't carry you off.
Really? No. I've learned about skeeter spray and how I should be using it regularly because I don't want those bites.
Not I'm just really. Going to get a big net, tie a knot at the bottom, big enough I can just walk around with this huge mosquito net on me. It don't really bother me too bad, but when you go to work the next day and you're on TV and you've got a big mosquito bite on your forehead that you didn't know was there, you look over like, oh, man, that looks bad.
I bet most people think that's a zit.
Yeah, they're like, this guy, what is he, 18? I wish.
Oh, well.
Well, before we get deep, I wanted to throw this question out because we'll give us a couple hours. Maybe
you're going to take us deep before we get deep.
Yeah, we're going to go deep into the ground here, deep into the you know what.
Let's see what's happening.
Well, a lot of folks have septic tanks, and at times your yard will get wet and it won't necessarily be from, say, a leak or a broken septic tank or something. It could be 10, 12 feet down from your spill line where you have that going out underground. And I have somebody asked me to ask this on air too, because is there a way? And my understanding is you don't have to take the lid off to suck out what's inside of it. That's what one of those pipes are for.
Right.
Is the, the one closest to the drain hole generally is where you can, they'll stick the tube in there, turn it on, and clean it out.
Right.
So one question, you do not or do you have to excavate the lid to clean out a septic tank, or can you just have the suction device down the tube hole and...
I believe the suction device will go down the tube hole pretty well. And those tubes need to be kept clean.
Yes.
They do make a chemical device that goes actually cleans out all of the piping that may go to your septic tank and clean it thoroughly. And it's got to be kept clean. I mean, a septic tank clean, that's an oxymoron, isn't it? But, yeah, sort of.
So if you then the issue with this one seems to have arisen about 10 feet down straight down from the septic tank, if in a perfect line in which the pipe would be coming out, where that pipe would connect to more of a sock pipe or another type that, and then makes a bend.
Right.
It seems that's where getting some, the dampness is. It's pretty sloshy, but it's not at the box, and it's a nice downhill grade.
Yep.
But so it's down about 10 feet from the box. There's no water in any dampness or any way, shape, or form near the box or around the box. It's 10 feet down, going downhill. Mm-hmm. So, in my understanding, it seems like there would be some clog potentially there, where it's going into the pipe that it makes an L or a 30 or 40 degree bend.
Sure.
And I guess people that do this, would that be likely what the issue is if you've got, is a clogged drain pipe down 10 feet where it connects to, say, a sock pipe?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I grew up in an area that we had a septic tank, and I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. So what I'm going to do is throw this out to the listening public and say, hey, somebody out there is living with a septic tank and has treated it and knows how to take care of it. And I need that person to call or text or hey.
Yeah, and this person puts the chlorine tablets in and has had it regularly serviced. But for some reason, in this case, it seems that there may be something backing it up.
Yeah.
And, really just asking that question to our listener base, whether you're in that business or whether you've had the similar experience.
There are so many people in that business, and it's such a great thing to be in, and they really can take care of business. Now, all I really know that works on septic tanks is a product called Ridex, and it works quite well in just pouring it down and cleaning all of the clogging out. Now, I don't know whether that's be a solution or not, and I would sure love to have some information from some of the listeners about septic tanks and about maybe they experienced the same problem and share it with us how that problem was solved.
As a lot of people are moving further out into counties where you're either not incorporated or you're not on a city sewer,
we'll
have more folks that have septic tanks. We had one as a house growing up, and same still does. But and occasionally you'll have those types of issues.
Yes,
it's
always
nice. We would sand the area a lot after getting it clean, to level it back and try to get it from staying damp. But any of those type of tricks, things that that help our listeners that have similar issues.
Share them. We want to hear them.
We'd love to. Or if you have pictures of
Definitely.
What you've encountered out there.
Hey, send us something. Let us know. Help us. Help us. We help you, don't you?
Help us help you.
Well, we try. let's put it this way. We fill up 2 hours on the radio pretty good with information, yes. And sometimes it's useless.
Sometimes it's worth what you pay for.
Yes, it is.
Now, what do you have on the agenda as far
as
projects?
I want to brag a little bit because I had my HVAC unit, my heating, ventil, and air conditioning unit serviced this week. Of course, I had PAC take care of it, Pure Consultants, because they take care of my stuff and they put it in. And, man, the guy came after he got finished doing all the work. The guy came to my house and said, that system is so clean, it's unbelievable. And I really believe part of the reason, and it hadn't been clean for a while, believe me, part of the reason that it was as clean as it was is because about maybe about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, we have dogs in the house. And there's two pretty large dogs. One's a golden retriever and one's like a small German shepherd. But I've been brushing them both twice a day, and that keeps the dander down, keeps the hair down from getting inside the house. And I really do believe that's helped. I don't know, but I just knowing that my unit was cleaned, and I know now that it's 100% efficient. He said there's no leakage at all in the Freon. Your Freon's working great. All your drainage hoses and all your condensation hoses are clean. He said. He cleaned all the coils, cleaned out the condenser unit. I mean, it's really worth doing because to have an HVAC unit only getting like 75 or 80% efficiency out of it because it's not tuned up, you need to get it tuned up because you don't need to be throwing 25% of your money that goes into heating and cooling out the window nowhere. It's just like a car. You've got to keep it tuned, and you've got to keep it running pretty well. You've got to occasionally change the headlights and make it work right. And if you don't do that kind of stuff, it'll all catch up to you. And before you know it, that mechanical piece of equipment, which has four wheels on it, which takes you wherever you want to go, is going to stop working. Same with your heating and ventilation unit, heating, air, and ventilation unit. It's got to be maintained. And once you've got a regular maintenance unit, then you can find out you're really doing a good job and that helping. That helps a whole lot. So that's something I think people really need to just think about more and more. Maybe, you know, and maybe you don't use PAC. That's okay. Call your heating and air conditioning person. Have them come by and do a maintenance on your unit. You need to get that accomplished from time to time.
I would use PAC, me personally.
I think that they're one of the best around.
You don't have to. Nobody is forced.
You don't have
to. That's just advice. And from encountering several providers out there and knowing PAC as we do and Nikki and the crew, I would use PAC. That's just my advice.
They've been around a long time.
You can hold me accountable for that. That's how much I believe in them. I don't do a lot of picking without taking a kicking, but I'll go with PAC on that.
I think they're great. They're great people. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy at the Build Mississippi Studios, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't you go away right here on Super Talk.
Tell your man I love you. Take it where you feel. Destroy your inhibitions right here today. Low down, slow down, keep you low down in that forget way.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. You can't make it in life without making good choices. Choices like living healthy, going to school, taking care of your family, and insurance through Farm Bureau. With their exceptional customer service and competitive insurance rates, they're a good choice anyone can make. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time. Made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Hey, this is Bob. Just walked into ESI Supply. Patrick, man, what's going on with the hard hats?
ANSI has a new rating out, the new Type 2 hard hats, to be able to get on some job sites. And so ESI is really your hard hat headquarters.
From head protection to fall protection to cut protection to fire protection to eye protection, ESI Supply is your protection headquarters. Stop by and see them at 111 Aerosmith Drive in Richland or give them a call at 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910 or online at esisupply.net.
Garden Mama here for Lakeland Yard and Garden, asking you, why do we garden anyway? Are you looking for a beautiful retreat where you can get away from it all? Lakeland Yard and Garden is ready to help you with your garden paradise. In addition to being a complete nursery, greenhouse, and garden shop, Lakeland offers patio furnishings including comfortable couches, chairs, tables, and much more. Let the professionals at Mississippi's largest garden center help create a paradise for you to get away from it all. So why do we garden? Because we love it and love the outdoors, and we do love getting away from it all right there in the backyard. Celebrating growing your way and serving all your garden needs since 1980. Listen to your mama now and call 601-939-7304. Visit online at lakelandyardandgarden.com and stop by Lakeland Drive at Airport Road.
I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a Master Tech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Jamie Creel, Shelter Insurance. Come see why we're more than just an agent. Proudly serving the Jackson metro area and the great state of Mississippi. Give us a call at 601-992-6000.
If you're about to start a project or remodel with wood, you need to think Miller Lumber in Richland. Since 1953, we've built a solid reputation of supplying quality wood at a lower price, like Western Red Cedar and Cypress Lumber, as well as a wide variety of patterns in pine, cedar, and cypress. Shop Miller Lumber for the best price new pine flooring and treated lumber in town. Miller Lumber, 551 Old Highway 49 South in Richland. Visit MillerLumberSales.com, 601-936-7099.
But let the river stay where it is.
Yeah, don't bring it to me.
Don't bring it to my house. I will be okay.
Yeah, you're close enough over in Pearl. You don't need it to get any closer.
I don't have much of a problem flooding over there. At my house.
As long as it doesn't get closer.
Yeah, but wow. I mean, woo. All right. Cultured marble. What is cultured marble? Well, everybody's been using granite and marble countertops and vanity tops, and they look great. And yet still they're using a product called cultured marble, which is a man-made product. And it is – It's really not quite as hard as marble, but it really is an inexpensive way to put like vanity tops on in your bathroom and still look very fashionable. Now, there was a time when cultured marble had a problem because the cold coming out of your faucet and all of a sudden you turn it to hot and then you turn it back to cold and all this hot and cold hitting the bottom of the sink on a cultured marble vanity top would begin to create little cracks at the bottom. I think they've pretty much solved that problem where that's not any longer going to happen. So cultured marble really is not a bad investment. And if you decide to go with cultured marble, it should be said that once or twice a year, hit it with a coat of automobile wax, and that'll keep it looking like brand new. The water will bead up on it. It'll look so good, and you'll be happy you had it. Have it. It's in, and not spend the money that you would have spent otherwise putting in granite or whatever, you know, quartz. Any type of countertop costs a lot of money. Cultured marble is probably a little more expensive than doing a plastic laminate countertop. Looks so good, though, because it's all solid piece. It's all one piece. And with a plastic laminate countertop, you end up having a countertop with a hole cut in it and a sink dropped in there. And yeah, that's okay. That is okay. Some caulking needs to be done to make sure there's no leakage between the sink and the countertop. But cultured marble is all one piece. You don't have that kind of situation, and it works a lot better. So I like cultured marble. I think it's an okay product.
Do they cut it on site at the house, or are they going to do that at the dealer?
No, they're doing it at the dealer. And most places, like the big box home centers, sell them in stock sizes. Mm-hmm. But there's a manufacturer here in central Mississippi that will make just about any size that you ask, completely.
It comes as a solid piece, almost like a piece of marble.
That is correct.
It's just going to be cultured.
It's all going to be a solid piece, okay. and it is manufactured at the factory, not brought to your home and manufactured.
Durability?
Very durable. Very durable. It does scratch a little easier than granite does because it's a little, I'm not going to say it's soft because the surface is not soft, but if you continue to slide a jar over it all the time, after a year, 2 years, 3 years, you may start getting a little bit of scratching on it. But that automobile wax that you put on there once or twice a year will help that situation a great deal. So, and it doesn't stain. I mean, it just wipes stuff off. Nothing gets.
So that'll create that glossiness again, or the almost finished.
It takes the dullness out of it. Right. Correct. That's what it does. It gives you that shine back where you was originally there anyway. So I like it. I like it a lot. And a lot of people still use cultured marble. A good product. Good product. Well. Got a call this week from a lady who she really didn't know what she wanted, but she needs her house tuned up, and we kind of went through what that means, but what she meant when she asked for that question. Well, what she was talking about is all of her windows, which are not bad windows, all need to be re-caulked and reset again, and the doors need to be caulked. And she has some leakage that needs to be taken care of. Just small little things that need to be done around the house. Somebody could probably take care of it who was a do-it-yourself type person in like half a day, could do every project that she wants and get it accomplished and have the house in great shape. Well, there are companies that do that kind of work and will only send one person out to accomplish all that stuff for you. And they may be a company that does larger projects, but they're also happy to do smaller projects. And that includes everything from if you're having trouble because you can't stand properly or you're maybe even elderly, you can't change a light bulb, they'll do that for you. There's it's two or three companies that do that kind of work. Will do anything that you need around the house and be happy to do that. So, yes, it's a good time of year to get your house tuned up and get caulking where it needs to be and maybe change some weather stripping out and do all the things that are necessary. Stop any kind of leakage that you may have. You may have a leakage in the roof and you can't find it. Well, it's time to go looking, folks, and do find it. And when you find it, the best thing to seal it with is like a geocell. Silicone caulking works extremely well and is an extremely good product. You can get it at a lot of roof distributors. Very hard to find, I think, at the big box home centers. It might be available. I'm not sure of that. But it's called GeoCell. And GeoCell is great, great stuff. That's kind of what all your roofers use pretty much to do any kind of patching and repair work on it at all. And they really do work hard and with that GeoCell because it works so well. Hey, here I am promoting a product again. I like it. They're not paying us. Did you get a check from GeoCell yet?
My royalties, they've been held up. No. Again, you find great products, and it's not a matter really of them giving you money or telling you to say something. Our job's to help you have a better experience with what you're doing.
That's correct. And that's the way it should be. And that's why I believe in not feeling ashamed about saying the brand name of a great product when other products don't meet that extent of taking care of something that a great product would. And GeoCell is one of those great products that works extremely well. All right, it'll work. Tuning up a house? Yeah, we do that. Text me, call me, get in touch with me. I've got two or three companies that will do a little bit of work or do a lot of work, depending on what you need taken care of at that time. I am in touch with some solid, good, honest people that have been in business a long time that are insured and have licenses and really know what's going on and have been involved in many, many, many different projects and have a pretty good idea. And then guess what? They're can-do people. I like that. Can-do people. That's what they need to be, can-do. All right. What? Your stove is out and it's an electric stove? Well, nah. Easy to fix an electric stove. Most times when your oven is out on an electric stove, it is just basically there's a tube going through there that is actually the heating coil. It runs heat into your oven and it heats your oven up to a certain degree. Well, if that heating coil gets broken it gets old, some food can get on it and it can actually decay it and actually make it split and stop the circulation of electricity through there. But to replace that element is an easy project to do. It's just a matter of taking out two screws, removing a bracket, and taking that element out. Of course, before you start doing any of that, make sure the oven is unplugged. Don't do that with a plugged-in oven, because that element down there is probably running off of 220 volts, and you don't need that. Unplug it. Just unplug it. Just do. And then work on it. And having trouble getting in there, you should know that most oven doors do slip out and come out and can easily get out of your way. You don't have to put weight on it. You have to lean and pick it up, move it, and get it out of the way. It's held on there by a spring hinge type situation, and it generally pulls up, and you can see how easy that is. Change out, all you need to do is take the broken element to a appliance place and say, I need something to replace this in it. And they are going to offer you a brand name, and then they're going to offer you a generic one. And there'll be quite a bit difference in the prices. I've always used the generic one and been very happy with it. Well, I had to replace it twice now. I've replaced that in my life. And I was very happy to do that with the generic. So it works. Also, the same top, all you have burners on the top that are like coils of heavy duty wire that heat up and heat a pan and whatnot. And one of those may not be working. Well, those coils are available too. You can buy those coils practically anywhere. And then the pans underneath those coils, well, can be either shiny or they can be a dark color, but they're available everywhere in different sizes. So keeping your stove and oven, if it's electric particularly, in good shape is not a difficult thing to do, and you want to make sure that it's working all the time. If your oven's not working and you're living your life out of the microwave, I know microwaves have really helped us an awful lot in getting living in our homes, because I guess I probably use mine probably 6-7 times a day when I think about microwaves. But I use it more than I use my oven for sure, and I'm sure most people probably do. That's pretty much how you take care of an electric stove or an electric oven, and it will work for you for sure. So changing out all that stuff is something you definitely need to do from time to time. It really does. Easy to do, too. Easy work. And I don't know if you do it in a day like today because you want to be outside before it gets, it's so beautiful out there. Get out there, man. Get there and breathe some of that pollen. It'd be a good.
I've definitely had a few breaths of the pollen. My boots are covered with it. They're yellow.
Somehow it hasn't affected me physically as it usually does.
I've noticed just a little bit as far as, I'll have to go and get a little snotty nose briefly, but sitting out in it, I think that always helps to kind of build some immunity maybe.
Yeah.
You and I both spend a lot of time outside. So
I do spend a lot of time. And I've also, a friend of mine who lives in Arizona.
I don't even know what pollen is in Arizona.
No, but he used to come here every year and sit with me. He's a good friend. He'd stay for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. And he's the kind of guy who would never take any kind of antihistamine or anything at all for his sinuses. He said, no, man, just they'll adjust.
Eat some honey.
And you know what? They adjust.
Yeah. Oh, I'm anti-taking anything unless I have to, just because I want my body to try to adjust.
I was pretty heavy into antihistamines, and for years ago, I was taking them all the time just during this weather, just to make sure that I wouldn't get breathing properly. Not necessary, I don't see. It doesn't hurt every once in a great while to take an antihistamine, but now I take like half of one, and it works pretty well. It works just as well. And I don't take them very often. Got you.
Bless you. Gesundheit.
No, I don't sneeze that much either. We'll talk a little bit about this. This never stops. It never does stop. How do you paint over oil base or alkyd paint on any kind of furniture or walls or anything at all? How do you do that and make it stick, particularly kitchen cabinets?
A little roughing up.
Oh, man. First thing you need to do
clean
helps. If your kitchen, particularly your kitchen, like your kitchen is probably one of the, I hate to say it, it's probably one of the most grimy places in the whole house, because not only are your fingers are dirty all the time and you're touching the cabinets, but there's also grease and smoke and all sorts of stuff blowing up on there. So they make a product called a crud, which will really clean your kitchen out, or clean your cabinets really, really, really well. At that point in time, after the cabinets are somewhat clean, then it's a good idea to lightly sand them. Yeah, just a little bit. You're not trying to take any finish off. You're just trying to etch the sand, the finish a little bit. And then apply a product called liquid sandpaper. And we'll pick this up when we come back from a break. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi, the Build Mississippi Studios right here in Jackson. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away, buddy. Slow it. Bye-bye.
Hey, Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
This is home.
Can't get over it.
One of my favorite bands of all time.
Who's that?
The Kudzu Kings.
Oh, yeah.
Oxford, Mississippi.
Yeah, they're great.
And they'll play reunions now, but seeing them at the heyday back in the 90s, them and Beanland and Cardinal Fluff and all these great bands that came through.
Yeah.
Oh, they were so great. And it was such an honor to get to hear and be a part of that little movement.
Yeah, I get to know some of them, too.
Oh, yeah, I did. And they're all great guys. All of them are like, professors and things, right. Brilliant people.
Man. One of the best keyboard players I know, I played with a long time, is a doctor now.
But that band, it spawned a lot of great things that happened as a result of that across.
Yeah.
And others going here and there and playing with Widespread. And then you had Beanland up there and JoJo Herman and just amazing time to be in the music scene.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, it always makes me whenever I play that on a Saturday, I start thinking of mimosas on Sunday. All right, where am I going to get some mimosas on Sunday?
You just warped, aren't you?
I am very much so, sir. Thank you for noticing.
Well, you wouldn't be here if you weren't.
Yeah, exactly. You end up here because of...
You can't work for Super Talk and not be warped.
In a good way.
Yeah, well, all right. Thank you. We were talking before I left about painting over... oil-based or alkyd paint with latex paint. How do you do that? Well, like we were talking kitchen canvas because it is the toughest. But once you've done that crud and gotten rid of all the grease and grime, then you need to sand it lightly with some real fine grit sandpaper, maybe 180 sandpaper or something. You're not trying to remove finish, just trying to etch the finish a little bit. And then you use a product called liquid sandpaper. The liquid sandpaper, it rubs on with a rag. And what it does is it removes all the impurities of that are on the cabinet, plus it takes the existing finish that's on there and softens it a little bit so that it can absorb some of the paint that's being put on there in the future. At that point in time, use a latex high-bonding primer. And really, before you get this, go to a paint store and talk to them about what you intend to use it for, and they will point you to the correct primer that you should be using. It needs to be latex, high bonding primer that will really stick to the cabinets and extremely well make a good base for your top coat, which would be a latex paint. Then you'd be able to paint any type of latex paint over it. Two coats would be best to on kitchen cabinets particularly. On some wood products you can get away with using, like if it's a flat wall or something, maybe one coat of the latex primer, which can be tinted, by the way, the same color as your finish. So it can really be like your first coat, and your second coat would be your finish. paint, which would be a, you know, some sort of sheen to it, with whether you use a semi-gloss or a satin or eggshell, whatever sheen you happen to want, and it'll be better. The higher the sheen, the easier it is to clean, as far as keeping the cabinet clean.
It's poetry day, too. You know that. You nailed it.
Yeah, I nailed it. Yes. So that's true, though. They are easier. The higher the sheen, the easier to clean. I'm a poet, and I know it.
Again, you just subliminally slipped that one in on poetry day.
Yeah, it is
we roll around here.
Is it poetry day?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Every day is something.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of somethings on some of them. You're like, how did they come up with this stuff?
Every day is a something day. I don't have I don't have a something calendar, so I have
to. I do. I have them up all the time because we cover that first thing in the mornings.
Yeah,
on this day, and you know,
yeah, so. On this day, yeah, it happened.
Yeah, well, let's see. Well, yeah, you also have French bread day today.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's all.
Well, that was yesterday. French bread.
Oh, that wouldn't mean my sandwich day is going to taste a day old.
But you can goof off today and have no worries because Saturday is goof off day.
Saturday is goof off day.
Yeah, yeah.
Wrong. Yeah. Not in the handyman show. Get out there and get to work.
Well, and if you really like a lot of flavor in your bread, tomorrow is Melba Toast. Today, so
Melba,
yeah, you know, you get to, as they say, you know, they're as interesting as Melba toast. We try to be more interesting than Melba toast.
Who sits around and figures this stuff out?
They have a great job because it is
very little to do.
Yeah, that's my point. There's very little oversight, apparently. There's no checks and balances or anything like that.
They better not let Elon get hold of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, well, hey, let me tell you a little bit about Revel Hardware. Revel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. They are so good. Central Mississippi has tons. They're all over the place here in Central Mississippi. Revel Ace Hardware. Great hardware store. I mean, anything you need in hardware, they've got it. What else they have? Customer service. Man, you won't get customer service anywhere else like you get at Revel because they care about what you want, your needs are, and what you can, and they can help you. If you have problems with your septic tank and you don't know what to do, they have a person in the store who understands how septic tanks should be taken care of, and when it's time for you to call maybe a pro to get them to come in and take care of your septic tank, or whether this something you can do yourself. That's the kind of information you can get at Revel Ace Hardware. They're full of information, full of stuff, and they are just willing to help. They are can-do kind of people. Right next door to their store in Pearl is the Power Equipment Center, which is immense. It's huge. It's worth going there and seeing what's going on at Revel Ace Hardware and check it out.
One addition to what you're saying, don't lay low on the amount of grilling opportunities you have when you go into the Reservoir store, the one I'm in a lot, but there's so many options of grilling stuff.
Oh.
If you like cooking out, give them a try first. Trust me, I don't think you're going to be disappointed with the choices and the multitude of different things you have, from whether it's spatulas and grill hardware
or green egg,
or if you just need the seasonings, or you need a couple little things to add to the table when you're out watching March Madness in the backyard, they got it. Give them a try first, and you're in and out. I mean, it's so much quicker than going anywhere else.
It is, and being this time of year, like the spring of the year, it's spring already.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great time to really start thinking about maybe it's time for a new grill, maybe it's time for a new, you know, what you gas or charcoal,
you need
whatever.
A wheelbarrow or a Gorilla cart. They got great stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
The prices
you want.
Are solid. I mean,
yeah.
I'm, you know,
yeah,
the
prices are very solid.
And they're good products. That's the other thing. These are good products.
Quality products.
Items.
All the quality items here. All the way through.
Revelation. They take pride in that.
Yeah, Revelation, a good store. And let's see. Did I go in there? Yeah, twice this week I've been to Revelation. That's norm for me. I go into Revelation almost all the time. So, and you should too. You should go see them. They're good people. They really are good people. All right. And they've got all the products you'll ever need. A lot of products I talk about here on the air. They have the liquid sandpaper that we were talking about earlier. They can help you in so many ways, do so many different things. Revel Ace Hardware, great, great company. All right. Tabitha Babbitt. Anybody know who Tabitha Babbitt was?
Mm-mm.
Well, in 1810... Tabitha, who was a Quaker, by the way, And she was very much into woodworking and just not afraid of work at all. She invented the circular saw. She had a round blade, attached it to a moving wheel that spun, and she actually invented the circular saw.
Oh, my goodness.
Tabitha Babbitt.
Now, that's nice information to know. Yeah. We take that for granted.
We do. And it's been around since 1810. Wow. Hey, Super Talk, going to take a short break. No, as a matter of fact, we're coming up on news, national news, Fox National News coming your way, and Fox Local News. Then we'll be back with the music segment. Don't go away. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Andy Man Show. Crazy.
Doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice. Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm. Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
All right, back again for the music segment here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy. This is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. So we're going to do the music segment. We're going to start with a group called Poco. Well, Poco was started by a couple of guys, Richie Fury and Jim Messina. And they were part of Buffalo Springfield, which actually fell apart. And why did Buffalo Springfield fall apart? Well, part of Buffalo Springfield was Stephen Stills and what's his name from Canada?
Neil Young.
And there was a personality conflict. And there is, even to this day, there's a personality conflict with Stephen Stills and Neil Young because they're both, well, it doesn't matter why there was, it just was. So Buffalo Springfield fell apart as much as they were a really, they set up a line in the sand where this is what rock and roll is going to be. So they were a great group and a great founder of group. So they started Poco, and Poco played for a while, and then finally Randy Meiser quit Poco to join the Eagles, and they hired Timothy B. Schmidt to play for Poco. And during that time, they also, a guy named Paul Cotton joined Poco. And Paul Cotton was a great writer, born in Alabama, but actually loved New Orleans and loved New Orleans. So The Heart of the Night is a song written about New Orleans and about Pontchartrain and all kinds of great things. And it was written by Paul Cotton, done by Poco. And Poco, of course, so they had two or three major, major hits and really did pretty well. But at any rate, let's listen to a little bit of Heart of the Night from Poco.
Southern rain.
he said to New Orleans, the way we do around here, as opposed to the people up north that say New Orleans. Yeah, we say NOLA. That's the easiest way to
get. We won't hold the Alabama part against him, though.
What's that?
We won't hold that he's from Alabama against him.
No, we won't. We won't, even though. But he moved to California. He lives out there with he did. They had so many great hits. Richie Messina was such a creative person, and he helped with Kenny Loggins, and they did so many great things. And Loggins and Messina did great
underrated
albums.
Musician.
Oh, totally, totally underrated. And Loggins is like, whoa.
He's got to be one of the richest musicians
yeah, indeed.
Ever.
Yes. It probably is. we won't talk about money. I want to talk about that a little bit later. We're going to keep on. Coming up in June is the Cathead Jam in June 6th and June 7th, and one of the artists that's going to be there is Susto String Band. It's a S-U-S-T-O, Susto String Band. And they did a song called Never Losing Me. And they're a great party band. They lean towards bluegrass. They have a fiddle, a mandolin, an acoustic guitar, a stand-up bass, and a banjo. And they do vocals. Kind of an interesting group, but they are going to be at Cathead this summer, and Cathead Jam is really worth going to. There'll be many artists. Look it up on the internet, figure it out. Go to Ardenland and check out what their shows are, and check out Cathead and see who's going to be some of the artists. Absolutely fantastic. And we're going to talk about it each and every week. You hear a little more about Cathead Jam, but let's listen to Susto String Band, Never Losing Me.
Spring is finally here again. Hillsides turning green. Thinking about where we were this time last year. You can be. Spent traveling around the sun. It's time well spent indeed. In your life, you will leave some things behind, but you'll never lose any.
Yeah. From what I've heard, great show, worth going to see anywhere. And I've really begun to understand more and more about bluegrass lately and gotten into it a little bit more and understanding
it.
It took me a long time to really get a hold of it. It really did. But once I got a hold of it, I went like, wait a minute, I've been missing this my whole life. This is great, great stuff. All right.
A band that, and I'll recommend, you know, the Lemonheers?
Yeah.
And they have more of a mainstream following, but have a lot of that bluegrass kind of feel in the fiddle.
It adds an awful lot of nice stuff to it,
especially
really.
Especially when you got some good lyrics and great vocals in there, like a little yodeling.
Yeah.
Mountaintop.
Oh, go get it, bro. I like it. All right, moving on. We're going to talk about a girl named Samantha Fish. And
a beautiful girl named
Samantha Fish, and an amazing guitar player, pretty good vocalist, and she does a great job doing blues and rock, and does everything. It is really she was playing one time in 2013. She was actually went to a gig to see Buddy Guy playing, and Buddy Guy, somebody in his group saw her and said, that's Samantha Fish, let's get her up on here. So Buddy Guy said, I'm not really for it, let's not do that. They got her up there anyway, and she played a little bit, and Buddy Guys were like this. They went, well, here's how it goes. When this kind of, and he did say S-H-I-T, happens, I'm going to play all night. He fell in love with the way she played guitar.
That's probably why he didn't want her up there. He's like, I'm going to be here all night.
He had no idea that she could do what she could do. Because looking at her, you don't think, she can't play. Oh, look out. This girl is good. Samantha Fish, I'm done running. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
When I look in the mirror at who's staring back at me, the world's acting.
gosh, Samantha. I got to tell you, she's good. She was also in Jackson not too long, about a year ago or so, something like that. Worth going to see for sure. Samantha Fisher, very good. Hey, let's move ahead. Because this next artist I want to talk about a little bit is Jesse Colin Young. Jesse Colin Young had a solo career, which was pretty good. But long before that, he was part of a group, or he was actually forming a group called the Young Bloods. And the Young Bloods had a hit record called Get Together, which is close to like an anthem of the 70s and 60s of, you know, come on, everybody, let's get together, love one another right now. I mean, absolutely excellent. Well, one time, the Young Bloods were booked on the Johnny Carson show and were booked to play at the Carson show. And the agreement was they could play whatever they wanted to. Well, they got to the show and got things set up and were ready to do a rehearsal and decided they wanted to do a new song from their new album, which is supposed to be their first hit. And the Carson people said, well, we've heard really that you're beginning to have a hit with Get Together, and we'd like you to do that. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. You said we could do anything we want. We're going to do our own song. And Carson's people said, no, you do Get Together. Youngblood left. They said, we're not going to play for them at all. And if you can imagine the Youngblood being a small group leaving a place like Johnny Carson, Carson got on the air and said something about, oh, let those crybabies go home. But what I tell that story for is because Jesse Colin Young believes so much in what the truth and honesty. And he said, they broke their promise to us saying that we could do anything we want. And they said, all of a sudden, we have to do this. And we didn't. But he went on to form his own little solo group after they had such an amazing run with the Youngbloods. And Jesse Colin Young has done a number of great, great albums. And one of the songs from his album is called Ridgetop. Good song. Let's listen to a little bit of Ridgetop. Jesse Colin Young. I got that album at home, and it's like, wow, every song of it is so great. Because there's a feeling to Jesse Colin Young that just is, nothing else like it. Just a really absolutely fantastic feeling. I like listening to them. And again, the Youngbloods really made a mark in history as far as Get Together is concerned. Great song. It wouldn't be a good song today to play a lot. We should play it because it's so good, but we haven't got it set up and we're not going to play it. But Get Together is a great, great song. All right, Jeff Healey Band. Well, Jeff Healey, he was an amazing guitar player, blind from age one. He had some kind of cancer in his eyes, and he actually had to have his eyeballs removed and have fake eyeballs put in there. And he could never see his entire life. And he played a regular guitar on his lap So it was like a lap steel kind of guitar, but he played it very well, and he sang very, very well. Jeff Healey was an amazing guitar player and a great vocalist. He passed away in 2008 from a series of health problems that he had. But the Jeff Healey Band, let's give a listen to
it. Hey, and by the way, yeah. He also was the musician in Roadhouse, the movie.
That's correct.
Yeah, so, you know, if you didn't know that, that's a little factoid. If you want to see him live in a great movie, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, the Jeff Healey Band. They really were happening. They're a great, great band. Did a song called Angel Eyes, and we're going to listen to a little bit of it. So. Jeff Healey Band. The way he could sing, it just blew me slap away. He was so good. Jeff Healey. Music is amazing. I think when he used that same song as an out,
I'm just going to leave it playing because we got like 15 seconds, 20 seconds.
Go for it, baby.
Let it play in the background.
Jeff Healey, taking us home.
Across the crowded room was close enough.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm. From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Supertalk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Supertalk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
Is that a new set?
Lonely feeling deep inside. Find a corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps crowding me.
tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
No sugar tonight. Them Canadians got weird thinking about things.
I think they'd say no maple syrup in my coffee tonight.
Yeah, still, well, those Canadians are what, the 51st state or something?
Yeah, we could make it. That'd be a big state.
No, I'm not going to. I don't want to get into that. Hey, on the phone, is Josh with us? All right, we got Josh Quick on the phone with us from Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Good morning, Josh. I'm a little confused.
Hey, buddy, how we doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. Were you traveling somewhere?
Yes, we are. I am on the road today, so I got plenty of time. I'm all yours.
All right. Well, I understand you have a new segment in your business that's going to be on board pretty soon.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I can't hardly hear you guys for some reason.
Uh-oh.
You're really muffled.
Well, I'm going to try to talk a little clearer and get it as clear as I can. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear it all right?
Yes, come on with it.
All right. What I said just then is what I've been hearing and what I've been seeing is at your business, you're going to open a new segment or a new division of your business that will actually take care of certain things. And what is that?
Yes, we are so excited. So this has kind of been a long time coming. We've been dabbling in the wood space, you know, for a long time. Anytime we go up underneath houses, inevitably we find rotten wood, rotten floor joists, rotten subfloor, and we have finally got a crew that's dedicated specifically to handling any kind of rotten wood issues up underneath your home. And so we're really excited about it. We just launched them in the last probably 3 weeks now. They've been out going, and we're really excited about that. It adds a lot of value for us, but also for our customers, just because now we can be more of a one-stop shop. In the past, we've had to either find someone to sub out to do the work, or either the customer would have to find their own carpenter to go handle that, but now we've got the people in place with lots of experience doing this kind of stuff, and we're going to be able to handle it in-house.
So when you go to do an estimate and you're talking to somebody about a solution, the whole project from beginning to end now, you've got the equipment and the people to take care of it, including the repairs if necessary, which I'm sure in the past could create a little bit of a nightmare because sometimes you hire some contractors and you get really great contracts and do great work, and then there's other times.
And then there's other times, buddy. And it's those other times that really has fueled us to take this step. And, you know, yes, you're exactly right. We can step in now and handle any level of repair under the home from start to finish. We've done both ways that I mentioned. We've subbed it out where we had someone that we recommended, that we had kind of not really partnered with, but we kind of vetted them and said, hey, we're going to recommend you use this guy, and we would send the work to them and they would do it. But inevitably, you know, we have a very high of excellence at Mid-South, and finding someone who can uphold that standard of excellence has been very difficult. So now we've got our own people that know what we expect and know how we do work, and they're handling all of the woodworking stuff that we do now in-house, so we can guarantee the level of excellence that it'll result in.
Well, Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, not too many years ago, was like people never understood the reason for crawl space solutions and what's wrong with having it above the ground and letting the air blow all the ventilation and all that. And they thought that was the right way to go. But nowadays, there's a whole different theory which you practice, and in order to complete that theory, there's a lot that goes into it, a lot more than just laying down a piece of plastic and saying, I'm done. Because you do end up with woodworking and things that just would be out of your control, so to speak. But nowadays, you have control over the whole project, which is a great, great thing because, as you said, there's a standard which you expect that you're going to adhere to, which is going to stay in place as long as the people are working for you.
That's right. And you're right. Most people over the years have assumed that if we just go in, put some plastic on the ground, because, you know, that's what the home inspector said we had to do.
Right.
Was just to pass the home inspection, all we need was some polyvisqueen on the ground, right? That's good enough.
Sure.
As we've come to learn, and you and I have spent many hours talking about over the years, that the visqueen on the ground will not fix your problem. And, in fact, in most cases, it's going to make it worse because your radar goes down because you have this false sense of security. Right now, oh, I got plastic, I got a vapor barrier, so I'm good. And you stop paying attention and you assume everything's well. And next thing you know, my woodworking team is now out there because all of your floor joists are rotten and your subfloor is rotten and it is a big, big mess. And you had visqueen down the whole time. And so our system now, from start to finish, we can go in, replace all the wood, but then also we'll put new wood back and then install our encapsulation system so it never happens again.
Yeah.
We don't want to have repeat customers in the woodworking division, right? We want to go in there, fix the crawl space so that we never have to have rotten wood, mold, mildew, fungus, any of that stuff ever again in the crawl space with the encapsulation system.
Yeah, there's no profit for anybody in callbacks. not for you,
not
for the customer, not for anybody. I mean, it's a kind of a hassle because it wasn't done correctly the first time, maybe, or just maybe something failed. Who knows? But callbacks are just not fun at all. But at any rate, estimates as far as your company, absolutely free. Is that correct?
Absolutely free. We'll come out. We'll send somebody out there. They'll do a complete inspection of the home. So we're going to crawl around all up in underneath. We're going to get lots of pictures. We're going to take measurements, gather kinds of information. And then my people will sit down with you in your living room and walk you through our process step by step. What we're going to do, we've got videos. We've got a full presentation where we're going to explain, answer your questions for you, and then give you a price right then and there.
Wow. And a firm price or a quote.
Yep. So there's no waiting on it. You're going to get it right there on the same day.
Wow. Well, that's the way business should be run, and that's great that you do that. And and I really do believe people should get in touch with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. And how do they do that?
Well, there's a couple ways. The easiest thing is call our office Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. It's 601-898-0891. You can call us there, set an appointment. We got a friendly staff that will be able to take all your information and get you our next available appointment. You can also visit us online at mscrawlspace.com. There's a tab there where you can also request a call back, and we can set an appointment for you right then and there as well. So lots of information on our website if you just want to know a little bit more about what we're doing. There's before and after pictures. There's customer testimonials. There's lots of just scientific information that we've learned over the years that we put on our website just as an information hub for people who are curious about what we do and why.
Yeah, for sure. You said that contractors are starting to get on board with this crawl space and encapsulating and how important it really is. My question is, have the building inspectors gotten a hold of this yet, and when will it be kind of a situation where that must be?
Yeah, so building inspectors sometimes, golly, they...
Be careful, you don't want to make them mad.
Yes, I know. Most of the time, they're out to do a job, and that is inspect and pass what does code say, right?
Yes.
There are codes written that allow
homes to be bought and sold, and they have to meet certain standards and certain codes. And honestly, that's what the home inspector's there for.
Sure.
Is to make sure that the house meets those codes. Nothing more, nothing less. And so the home inspectors go in and do their job. The problem that we run into is a lot of home inspectors don't understand the severity of crawl space, moisture, and humidity. And so they will leave a report that says, oh, you need a vapor barrier. And now the customer says, well, the home inspector said all I need is a vapor barrier, so I should be good. And it turns out that vapor barrier did not do the job that the home buyer expected it to do, and it winds up actually causing more problems than they had initially.
So basically what you're telling me is that encapsulation is not in a code book.
It is not in a code book.
Okay.
And they're not going to teach you that in school. We're working on it. Hopefully, over as we continue to do what we do and spread the word and have so many satisfied customers, that we're going to make it to the code book. But
yeah,
as of now, in the state of Mississippi, it is not.
Do you work at all with, or do you know Build Mississippi, who they are and what they do?
I am aware, yes.
Okay.
I'm not super familiar.
Brent Bean is the president of Build Mississippi, and I think he would be – he needs to have more knowledge of crawl space encapsulation, because he teaches building and he has a classroom in Pearl. He has also up north, but he wants to take people who want to get into the industry, into any industry, whether commercial or residential or something like yours, to learn how to do a particular product. And if they were to learn how to encapsulate, I think it would really be an improvement towards getting it on the code book. I think
that's
important.
Absolutely. There's a lot of places that have come on board, other states and different regions that now do require some level of encapsulation.
Yes.
But the state of Mississippi, not so much.
Yeah, and it's sad because some of the states that probably allow it don't have the serious problem that we do here in the South.
they don't need it nearly as bad as we need it down here. The humidity in Mississippi is so outrageous that it just wreaks havoc on crawl spaces. And so I do believe it'll come.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're working hard to spread the good news, if you will. And hopefully one day we'll be able to be a part of that transition.
Yeah, in my thinking, there's no reason why it shouldn't come, because it will build a better house. It will build a more efficient house. It'll build a safer air you'll breathe better. Everything about the house will be better if the ground space is encapsulated. And I think it belongs in a code book.
Yep, absolutely.
So I guess we need to go talk to the mayors of all these towns right here. No, I don't guess that'll work. Maybe we'll go to the state. Well, who knows? But at any rate, free inspections, free estimates, and the workmen, you'll be happy to have them at your place, because they're polite and kind, and they're going to do their job, and they care more about doing their job than anything else. So, Josh, if you will, anything else that we should know about Crawl Space Mississippi, Mid-South Crawl Space Conventions?
You should know that, golly, we're a growing company, and we've got a group of people that strive very hard to deliver excellence day in and day out, and that's what we're there to do. And you can call us any time. You know, I tell customers all the time, when you hire us to come do a job at your house, we're not just a contractor that we're going to get done and walk away. We're going to partner with you, and we're going to be a part of that process and a part of your project from now on. If anything ever comes up, we're a phone call away. We've got an entire service team that's dedicated to coming out, and with any issues, any concerns that you may have, we'll send our service team out there to take a look at it. We do annual maintenance on all of our encapsulation systems. So we're here for the long haul.
Well, man, I appreciate you being part of this Handyman Show. And one more time, give us that phone number. We can get in touch with you people.
Yep, it's 601-898-0891. And you can find us online at mscrawlspace.com.
Josh, I appreciate you being part of this program, and thank you very much. Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, great organization. You should give them a call and get in touch with them today. They'll learn a lot about Crawl Space Solutions, that's for sure. Thank you, Josh. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Y'all, too. I appreciate you.
All right. A Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy. We're going to take a short break and come back with a home run segment here in just a minute. And don't you go away on Super Talk Mississippi.
Of nothing in particular.
Hey, Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slark, rock and roll handyman at the Build Mississippi Studios. Build Mississippi, great organization. They really do want to train anybody who's interested in a career working with their hands, whether it be welding or electrical work. And I don't mean like putting in a plug in a wall. I mean like working on a telephone pole and that kind of electrical work. Or maybe electrical work around the house. Who knows? A little of both is all of that is trained at Build Mississippi at this training facility. And they're a great, great organization. Check them out. Go to buildmississippi.com and just see what they have to offer. And if you're interested in getting involved in any building or construction or commercial industry at all in the state, including driving bigger vehicles or driving, earth moving, whatever. They'll train you in anything that you want, including welding and backhoes, you name it. Build Mississippi is in the process of wanting to train these people available that are going to be necessary in this state, and they are now. I mean, people like Josh Quick and Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions always looking for qualified people. And everybody I know, everybody who sponsors on this show program is pretty much looking for quality people that they can really have faith in and build their business with and stay with for a long, long time. Great organization, Build Mississippi. All right. This is a product on the market that has been out for a long, long time and has been used many times and works very well. It's called Formby's Furniture Refinisher, and it works so well. It's nothing really than, it's a solution of some sort, and you just put it on a rag and wipe it on furniture, and it brings it back to life, so to speak. So you can take what would be like a dull finished table and just apply some Formby's or something of that type. There's plenty of brand names out there that carry that same type product, furniture refinishing. And just with a rag and that product, you can really make things look pretty good. Good product. Works very, very well. And I've tried it before and used it. And matter of fact, I have some. And use it from time to time. And it helps a lot. It really does help a lot. Another thing to keep in mind, if your tables and chairs in your kitchen just seem to be getting wobbly, there's really a way to solve that, and that is let's talk about a stool that sits at a bar. You turn it upside down, that stool, and at the very inside of the stool, there are some angled wooden braces that actually hold the legs in place, and they have a bolt going through them that attaches to the side of the table or chair, and that angled brace actually goes through the leg and holds the leg in place. A lot of times that bolt or nut or whatever is holding that will get loose. And just tighten those back up by going around all four and tightening those back up. You'll be way ahead of the game. And you'll be happy you did just that. That'll make it really well for you. Hey, let me tell you about Atlas Building Product and Atlas Foundation Repair. There I am. I'm confused again. Atlas Foundation Repair. Great organization. Tony Arpino, he really wants to make sure that your slab foundation is in good shape. And he also, free estimates, works throughout the entire state, any part of the state whatsoever, North Mississippi, South Mississippi, down to the beach. He doesn't care. He'll work anywhere. And he knows that the soils in Mississippi, well, they kind of have a mind of their own. The soils in Mississippi think like they want to think and do what they want to do, and that is a very unusual thing, to say nothing of that we're living on a volcano. I don't think Tony can correct it, though.
Let's hope it doesn't blow anytime soon.
I don't think it will. Well, I say I don't think it will. I probably won't make it home. It'll blow before then. Who knows? But at any rate.
With all the hot air coming out of the legislature. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I love those guys, man. They've been working hard for Mississippi. We got an income tax bill under the belt. Yeah. I know that was a big deal for both houses, so I was kidding about the hot air. It's just smoke. It's just smoke down there. Volcano is coming up.
Volcano is coming.
Tony could fix it, I bet, though. If it can be fixed, Tony's going to be not even going to leave a footprint.
He figure out how. But Atlas Foundation Repair is a great company, and I do recommend you give them a call at 800-256-1010. That's a very simple number, 800. That's easy to remember, 256-1010. You call Tony. Tell him you heard about him on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, and he'll be happy to come to your place of business or at home or wherever it may be and tell you what it's going to take to repair your foundation. And then if you sign a contract with him to get your foundation repaired, hey, it'll be done in a day. And most times, maybe a day and a half at worst. No big trucks, no big mess. Very easy to take care of. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation, proud to have him as sponsors of this Handyman Show. All right. Well, when's the last time? I know I talk about this a lot. When's the last time you cleaned out your dryer vent kit? I mean, all the way. I don't mean just the filter that collects the lint from the dryer as it works. I mean, stick a hose down where that lint filter sits, and you'll find tons of lint under there. Well, how do you find a hose that goes there? They make attachments to your hose and your vacuum cleaner, which takes it down to a smaller size, and it actually will fit down there. Now, if you don't want to go buy one and you can't find one, just find a rubber hose that's a little thinner than your vacuum hose that will actually fit down in between where your dryer filter is, and tape it to your hose of your vacuum cleaner, and then suck all that lint out of there. Also, it's a good idea if you go in the back of your dryer and remove the dryer vent, which is could be aluminum or it could be a vinyl. The aluminum is better, but at any rate, take it off, and it's generally a screw clamp that holds it in place or a zip tie that holds it in place. Undo it. Stick it on the end of your leaf blower and turn that sucker on. It'll clean out all of the lint of your dryer vent outside completely. And then you hook it back up. Now, what you've done is you've cleaned your dryer, you've cleaned the inside of your dryer, you've cleaned underneath your dryer, you've cleaned your dryer vent kit, so you should be in pretty good shape for a pretty good while. And if you haven't done this in like a year or so, you're just going to be amazed at how much lint comes out of there one way or the other. And keep in mind, that lint can create a fire. And that is, a lot of fires are created by dryer vent kits not being kept clean. So make sure yours is kept clean. That's part of the maintenance around a house, is to keep that dryer vent kit in good shape. Well, we did talk about French. I'm crossing that. All right. A quick little, see if I can get this in on time. Saw a little thing on Facebook the other day about somebody wanting to patch a hole in sheetrock. And what they did is they found the hole in sheetrock, which is irregular, and they put a piece of tracing paper over the hole and traced out the hole and put the hole over a piece of sheetrock and traced that piece of sheetrock and tried to size the sheetrock the same size as the hole. I like doing a rectangular piece a lot better than tracing it over the hole.
Just cut it out. Yeah.
Just cut it out. It fits a lot better. Hey, Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We do it every Saturday from 10 to 12. My name is Buddy Slowick at the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Brought to you by Build Mississippi. Build Mississippi, great organization. We do it each and every Saturday. And we're also available during the week, anytime, any day, any night. You can get us on any social media platform. Just pull up supertalk.fm and you'll find us. Buddy saying thank you very much. Talk to you next week right here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. What if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. STMM Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Come on, wake up.
Tired of the same old morning routine? Tune in to Mornings with Richard Cross. Your connection to everything Mississippi. Local news that matters to you, from the coast to Jackson to the Delta and everywhere in between. Get the inside scoop on state politics. Plus, catch all the news, weather, and sports you need to get going. Listen every morning. If it's happening in Mississippi, you'll hear about it on Super Talk Mississippi.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
It's tax.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.